we contributed to promote Al-Qaeda like we promote Burger King and the McDonald's. We turned, we made a huge favor to Al-Qaeda, transforming it in a global, image and market. We made a marvelous marketing to Al-Qaeda. And I think this was a huge mistake because they understood us much better than we understood them. And so they were using our capacity of communicating, promoting, and we transformed Al-Qaeda at a certain moment. It was like evil.
Al-Qaeda, apparently, according to sources I've spoken to, is regenerating. So what needs to be different in dealing with Al-Qaeda now?
I think that we are already dealing in a very different way with Al-Qaeda, even in Maghreb and so also. But we are also dealing in a much more intelligent way with Daesh. We never accepted to promote Daesh the way we accepted to promote, not in a voluntary way, but we transformed them in somehow a global opponent, as if all security and defense issues were concentrated in this organization. And why? Because we didn't understood that the way they worked, their transatlantic dimension, their sophisticated and very elementary at the same time way of working. And we understood much better Daesh, and we won against that much more quickly than what we have done with Al-Qaeda. I remember we began our intervention in Afghanistan the 7th September 2001. And we, to tell you the truth, we didn't know very well who we were fighting. We didn't know from a military perspective if we were fighting the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. And so, very comfortably, we preferred to assimilate them. Mm-hmm. It's when you see something that you don't understand, you try to simplify. We made a magnificent campaign. We won. Al-Qaeda was defeated. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. The Taliban were defeated. But Al-Qaeda transformed itself and had the capacity of attacking in Madrid, in London, and to terrify entire regions of the globe. Mm-hmm. It was only when we understood that we had to work together, for instance, in criminal cooperation, criminal investigation, we had to build confidence between the two parts of the Atlantic. That's when we were capable of defeating them.
That's José Alberto de Azevedo Lopes, National Defense Minister for Portugal. J.J. Green, WTOP News.